Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
We'll go to the third inning now. It's 2-0, Tri-Valley, California, leading Tallahassee, Florida. It's the 8-9-1 hitters this inning for Tallahassee. Jace Kirkham, the first baseman, leading things off. First pitch misses for ball one. It's Kirkham, Gellibert, and McDonald, 8-9-1 hitters. First, next pitch is inside. 2-0 now to Kirkham. Infield, outfield, straight up here for the eight-hole hitter for Tallahassee. Next pitch misses high, ball three. Bronzini has been strong through the first couple of innings. Starts this batter off with a 3-0 count. Trying to battle his way back and a... there's a strike as Kirkham obviously was taking with a 3-0 count, leading things off here in the third. The 3-1. Ground ball right side. The first baseman, Navarez, has it, and he will cover first himself. So one down, and Noah Gellibert, the pitcher, will step to the plate now for Tallahassee. Shadows will be a factor as this game moves along. We're already seeing shadows just up the third baseline. Here comes the first pitch from Gellibert. First pitch is in for a strike. 0-1 to Gellibert. Donald ready to bat next for Tallahassee here in the third. Next pitch is inside for ball one to Gellibert. Tri-Valley with their two runs in the top, I should say in the bottom of the first inning. Tallahassee looking for their first hit of the ballgame. There's a swing and a miss. 1-2 the count now. Bronzini with five strikeouts so far this evening. And there's a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike three. Six strikeouts, and three of them have been called strike threes. So Parker McDonald back to the top of the lineup now. McDonald, one of those six strikeout victims this evening. He started the game by watching strike three go by. Just saw the three pitches. First pitch misses ball one to McDonald. West waits to bat next if McDonald gets on base. Martini's next delivery is low and inside. 2-0 now to the Tallahassee leadoff man. Bronzini, a big lefty. He's ready to work again. The 2-0 pitch. Again, low and inside. McDonald, a little upset with himself. He's thinking, I should be standing on first base. He jumped out of the way, and as soon as he did, he turned around. You can see the grimace on his face. He was Thinking I should have let that one hit me. McDonald back in. Bronzini ready to work. Here comes that 3-0 delivery. It's low for ball four to two-out walk. So Jackson West, the catcher, comes to the plate. He walked back in the first inning. West throws right. He's batting from the left side, facing the lefty. McDonald leads off first. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be low and outside for ball one. And time called. Tri-Valley's manager, Bill Hafes, wants to come out and talk things over with Bronzini. Kirkham started the inning by grounding out to the first baseman. Gellibert was called out on strikes. McDonald with the 2-out walk. And a 1-0 count now to West. Tri-Valley able to come up with their two runs in the first inning. Want to know the count to West as McDonald runs at first. Good lead at first. He's got 1 foot past the cutout. He heads back to first as Bronzini leisurely throws it over. Two nothing. Tri-Valley leads it. We're in the top of the third. Here's the next delivery to pitch. This is low with it. It's now 2-0. McDonald again with a pretty good lead at first. He's going. The pitch is low. The throw. There's no way they'll get him going to second. McDonald had a great jump. He steals second. The pitch to West missed, so it's 3-0 now to West. Parzic waiting to bat next if West keeps it up here. The pitch home. Low and outside. Ball four. Back to back. Two out walks. So runners at first and second down now for Tallahassee. And this will bring up right fielder number 16. And the three-hole hitter, Adam Parzic, will come to the plate. Struck out of the first, had a great at bat. He fouled off three pitches with two strikes and battled, but eventually struck out. So runners at first and second, two out for Tallahassee as they threaten here in this third inning. Bronzini set, the pitch misses low. 1-0 to Parzic. Ashley, the cleanup hitter, waiting to bat next here for Tallahassee. Here comes that 1-0 pitch. It's taken. It's in for a called strike, 1-1. McDonald, your runner at second, West at first. One-one the count to Parzic. Here we go with the 1-1 now from Bronzini. He'll come set, check the runner at second, spins, and does not make the throw to second. Defense continues to play pretty well straight up, other than the center fielder actually shading Parzic a little bit to the right side. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. 2-1 now to Parzic. Tallahassee looking to get on the board for the first time tonight, looking for their first hit. Bonzini has been very strong. He struck out six so far, but he's walked two with two outs here this inning. This pitch is fouled back to the screen and counts 2-2. Boy, Parzich had a great at bat last time when he fouled off three with two strikes. McDonald to second, West at first. Bronzini set. Here comes the 2-2. Instead, he steps off. Looked back towards second. Here's the next delivery. Low and outside is ball three. And now the runners will be off with this one. It's a 3-2 count with two outs. So the runners at first and second both will be off with the pitch. Coaches hollering to the runners. Make sure he goes to the plate. Don't want to try to get that early jump and get picked off. Bonzini ready. Here's the payoff pitch. Foul right side. Parzich. Another good battle going on here with Bronzini. Count remains 3-2. So again, the runners will be off with the pitch. Bronzini ready. Here's the next delivery. Curveball misses high for ball four. The bases are loaded. Bronzini got the first two men of the inning, but he's walked three in a row. Bill Hafes, the manager of Tri-Valley, still in the dugouts. The cleanup hitter, Cody Ashley, at the plate. Ashley struck out in the first. Bases loaded, two outs here in the third inning. The pitch to Ashley is going to be called a strike. 0-1 to Ashley. Kevin Stanfield will bat next if Ashley keeps it going. Sacks jammed. The pitch hit into the air, into right field. This should end the inning. And it does. Tanner Salisbury over to make the catch. Well, it got interesting in the top half of the third inning. Bronzini loads the bases with three walks, but gets the out to end it finally. We'll head to the bottom of the third. It's Tri-Valley 2, Tallahassee 0. You're listening to the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
Ken Griffey Jr. said, "Talent may get you on the field, but it's effort and attitude that will keep you there." Those are some terrific words to live by, and the staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, stop by and visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the World Series teams, and welcome to Mountain Home.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
All right, we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. 2-0, Tri-Valley with the lead. Jerry Navarez, the three-hole hitter at the plate, got the heart of the order this inning for Tri-Valley. First pitch is taken for a strike by Navarez. 0-1. Then the Lockwell will follow, and then Tanner Salisbury as well this inning. Next delivery is going to miss outside. It's 1-1 now. Navarez walked, stole the base, and scored back in that first inning. Tri-Valley scored both of their runs in the bottom half of the first. Here's the next delivery. Bounces up there, and it's 2-1. Gellibert ready to work again. The 2-1 ground ball right side past the pitcher. Second baseman Stanfield has to hurry. Not in time. An infield single for Navarez. Boy, he showed the speed. Beats it out up the first base line as the ball was slowly hit to the second baseman Stanfield. If Gellibert could have got his glove on it, he had the play, but it bounced over him and Stanfield was charging the ball, still didn't have a chance. So, Bevel Lockwell will come to the plate now for Tri-Valley. Brought a run in with a fielder's choice his last at bat. Runner's going, the pitch is outside, the throw is not in time. Second baseman Stanfield tried to grab it and dropped that tag down quickly, but couldn't have the ball, didn't have the ball. So a stolen base for Navarez. One oh the count to Bevilacqua. The next pitch is in for a strike. Navarez with great speed runs at second base. Gellibert ready to work again. There's a curveball, grounded left side. The shortstop has it. McDonald's throw is high, and it pulls the first baseman off the bag. He came down, but when he came back down, he missed the bag. So McDonald with a throwing error enables Bevilacqua to reach. So runners at the corners now. First error of the ball game. So first and third here for Tri-Valley, and Tanner Salisbury, the right fielder, comes to the plate, had an RBI base hit his first plate appearance. The runner not going. First pitch was outside and wasn't exactly a pitch out, but West set up way out there so he could get himself in position to throw in case the runner was going, but he wasn't. We'll see if he's going now. He's not. The pitch fouled back to the screen as Salisbury just gets a piece of it. Navarez led the inning off with a single. Stole second, moves to third on that throwing error by McDonald on the hit by Bevilacqua. Gellibert ready to work again as he gets the sign from West. Now he'll step off. Pitch is being signaled in from the dugout to West, and then he relays them on to Gellibert. Sets up in the other batter's box. The runner, well, the pitch is right down the middle, and it's a base hit. That'll score a run. It's a 3-0 ball game. Going to third is Bevilacqua as he was running on the play. I mentioned earlier that Gellibert had been hitting the spots. Boy, he sure didn't there. The catcher, West, was in the right, in the left-handed batter's box. That's where he wanted the pitch. And the pitch was right down the middle. The shortstop, McDonald, was covering the bag on the runner's stealing, left the hole open, and that enables Salisbury to pick up his second RBI of the night. Runner at second is going. They're going to throw through. The throw is not in time. So a stolen base for Salisbury. So runners at second and third now for Tri-Valley. And Bronzini, the pitcher at the plate with a 1-0 count. This is grounded up the middle. Shortstop dives, knocks it down. Throw to first, not in time. So it's going to be an infield single for Bronzini, and he'll pick up an RBI. Boy, McDonald, a diving play to knock the ball down. Jumped up, couldn't find it momentarily. It was right at his feet, and by the time he makes the throw to first, it's not in time. So two runs in for Tri-Valley here in this third inning. And Jim Hagg, once again, the pitching coach, will head out to talk things over. And we're going to have a pitching change. We'll break. It's 4-0 Tri-Valley. We're in the bottom of the third. You're listening to the Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.
Hey teachers, back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that is a winning team. ASC Warranty, dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years. ASC Warranty.
You're listening to the Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, a new pitcher now for Tallahassee is Ethan Miller. He takes over on the mound for Gellibert. Comes in with a mess to try to clean up here. Runners at the corners, two runs already in and still nobody out. Matt Gonzalez is at the plate, and first pitch he sees is outside. 1-0 to Gonzalez. Robman, the catcher, waiting to bat next year for Tri-Valley. Tri-Valley with two in the first, two so far here in the third. There's the next delivery. It's going to miss outside. 2-0. Navarro's singled and started the inning. He's already scored. Bevilacqua will reach an error and scored. Back-to-back RBI base hits by Salisbury and Bronzini. There's a strike now. Two and one to Gonzalez. Shows a bunt, and he does. Back to the pitcher. Throw to first is in time. Well, the runner at third didn't go. Salisbury is running at third, and third base coach over there for Tri-Valley, Josh Navarez, is like, well, that's what we're trying to do there. We're trying to bunt to get you in, and he didn't go. Now, the bunt was bunted back to the pitcher, but still, that was the idea. So, Gonzalez is out. First out of the inning. Infield continues to play in with runners at second and third here. One down. The pitch is going to miss. Ball one. 1-0 to Robman, who flew out to left field his first at bat. He's 0-1. Next delivery is high. It's 2-0 now to Robman Chang, waiting to bat next here for Tri-Valley. Tri-Valley, California, two runs in the first, two here in the third. They lead Tallahassee 4-0 right now. 2-0 pitch is hit into the air, shallow left field, and coming in and making the catch is Penny. The runner at third will tag, and he will score. It's a 5-0 ball game on the sacrifice fly by Robman. Picks up an RBI. So the 9-hole hitter is Michael Chang. Chang popped out to the shortstop his first to bat. That was that outstanding catch McDonald made, ranging back and making the play over his shoulder. First pitch misses outside. It's 1-0 to Chang. Eight batters hit in the first inning for Tri-Valley. They went in order in the second. Now they've sent, this is the seventh batter this inning. This one's hit into left field. It's a base hit. The runner around second is Bronzini. He'll head to the plate. He will score 6-0. And throw back into the infield will enable Chang to move to second base. So the RBI single for Chang. He plates the run. Four runs in here in this third inning for Tri-Valley, and they now lead it 6-0. Back to the top of the order with McDonald at the plate. He's 0-for-2, a couple of ground outs. Takes the first pitch high for ball one. Four hits this inning for Tri-Valley, 6 in the ballgame. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Still no hits for Tallahassee. One won the count to McMillan. The pitch for Miller is ripped inside the third base bag. This is going to get down towards the corner. A base hit, and it's 7-0 as Chang scores, and it is a double for McMillan. Chang scores as McMillan rips it just inside the third base bag. 7-0, Tri-Valley. Chase Salisbury is at the plate. First pitch is taken for a strike. He's the ninth man to bat here in this third inning. McMillan the runner at second. Miller's pitch just misses outside, 1-1. Seven nothing, our score. Tri-Valley with the lead. They win the first matchup on Monday, 14-0. 1-1's going to miss outside with the breaking ball. It's 2-1. Two outs here in this third inning. 2-1 the count. Next delivery grounded up the middle. Shortstop McDonald has it. Throw to first is in time. Nine men bat for Tri-Valley. They plate five runs here in the inning. At the end of three, Tri-Valley 7-0. You're listening to the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.